T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes! Jacksons! That's the Jacksons!
Hi, we're the Jacksons.
Is that not the Jacksons?
It might be a sample. It's Heavy D, Peaceful Journey.
Oh, this is Heavy D, but it is a sample of the Jacksons. Yes! Yes!
Marlon, Jackie.
Give you a little Riptide info. 560 WQAM presents Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 30th through December 2nd. This year's concert, it's an unbelievable lineup, but the Jacksons, they are playing on Friday, November 30th, along with Sheila E. and the Sugar Hill Gang and Lisa and Baha Men. And then Saturday and Sunday, you've got Sublime with Rome, 311, got Live, got Sugar Ray, Young the Giant, goes on and on and on.
It's going to be a heck of a show.
Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's sponsored by Ripid Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, Botron Rum. Please drink responsibly. And Nova Southeastern University. You can get tickets and info at WQAM.com, and you should certainly do so. Riptide is going to be a ton of fun. We're going to bring on Joe Zagacki here, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. But first, it's the 5 o'clock hour.
Woo-wee! Funky Buddha!
My Funky Buddha bottles. If it's not the best hour already, it is now, especially on a Friday. 5 o'clock happy hour is the Funky Buddha Brewery happy hour. Because Channing is such a fan of theirs, they brought us a lot of Funky Buddha yesterday.
Took it home yesterday.
Yeah, pour one up.
Had some in the car. End up going to a little event, and they said, hey, you want some wine? I said, no, but I actually have something in my car. Can I bring it in?
And you brought the Funky
Man,
Buddha in?
I got my own damn drink. I don't want no wine.
Funky Buddha Brewery.
I need some Hop Gun in there.
They're the Woo. Official craft beer of the FAU Owls, by the way.
I should have went to FAU.
I don't think they were back then.
Okay.
I don't think Funky Buddha existed back
no,
then.
No, I would have transferred if I knew that. Yeah. Hey, Ron Zook.
Clinking of the bottles, it was fun, huh?
I like to open them usually and consume the innards.
Can't really do that, though, on the radio.
I know.
Thank you, Funky Buddha. Happy hour. 5 o'clock happy hour. Funky Buddha Brewery happy hour. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. Hello, Channing. How are you today?
Very good. Miami, FIU tomorrow. I think we talked with DBJ yesterday. I said this would be Butch Davis's Super Bowl win, right?
Yeah, no question. Be everything in the world to him and to FIU, without question. So I'm sure he's been preaching that all week long and maybe even back in the spring and during the summer as well. They can try to downplay it, but there's enough of a University of Miami flavor at FIU that you know they would love nothing better than to derail the University of Miami season by beating them.
Is there any chance that FIU can hang with the Hurricanes tomorrow?
Well, if the University of Miami allows them to hang in there, yeah. I think it's all on the University of Miami. If you turn the ball over and don't play with enthusiasm or intensity, and if your punter kicks the ball out of bounds 4 times after a 15-yard punt and you let them return one for a touchdown, yeah, then they'll be playing with them. So it's incumbent on Miami to play a high-level game and to play the way they did last week without any penalties and mistakes.
And, Joe, I know it's exciting for, you know, FAU. I know they want to come out there. They want to win. They want to prove they should be at UM. But is it tough for the UM players? Because I remember at Florida playing FAMU and them, it just didn't feel the same walking out there knowing that you're playing a team that's that inferior.
You know, Shane, that's a good question. I don't think so. I think Miami, if they take the attitude for FIU, then again, that's a recipe for disaster because there are enough players for FIU that Miami guys have played against or with. So I think there's probably an excitement level from that perspective. You know, you look at a kid for FIU, Maurice Alexander, who's a wide receiver, converted quarterback. He played at Booker T, led them to the state championship, I think three times in a row. He was the Dade County Player of the Year. So certainly Demetrius Jackson knows all about Maurice Alexander. The guys that played at Booker T would know about Maurice Alexander. Or Tony Gator for FIU played at Westminster Christian and was considered one of the top 100 players in Dade County. And I would think that the guys that play in the secondary for Miami that are from Dade County, like a DJ Ivy, they got to be familiar with players like that. So I think for that reason, they should be more excited.
What are the Miami Hurricanes? We started the show 2 o'clock hour. We were talking about, you know, if Miami beats FIU and they're 3-1, what are they?
They're just going in the right direction. They're 3-1, going in the right direction, getting back to their identity, heading into conference play. They've got a form. You know, I think they need to. This is the time of the year where you form what kind of team you're going to be, and I think. This is an opportunity against FIU to clarify what kind of identity Miami wants to play with. And I think one of the things they need to play with on the defensive side, to me, I look at the game just like this. Maybe the strength for FIU is going to be their offensive line. They give up one sack a game, one tackle for a loss a game. Miami averages 3 sacks per game and 11 tackles for losses per game. To me right there, that's Miami's identity. Sacks, tackles for losses, that leads to turnovers, that leads to the snowball effect.
And Joe, can you really evaluate the UM team against a team like FIU? Can we say Malik Rozier is ready, you know, North Carolina next week, but then Florida State, Virginia. Like, can you really take something from a game like this when you're looking at, hey, he's out there, he should be successful, but even third downs, Joe, like you're saying, even yards per carry, just does anything really mean more to you when you're playing in one of these type games?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think you're underestimating FIU a little bit, Chan, because I think, you know, again, you look at how is FIU, how is Butch Davis trying to get FIU to where he wants them to be? He's using the same formula at FIU that he used at North Carolina. He's trying to shorten how long it takes to build a team. So you look at their defensive line, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 guys that are JC transfers. Two of them, one's from Kansas State, one is from Georgia Tech, transfer players. So he's trying to go out and find guys that played at the high Division I level. He's got a linebacker that played at Texas. So I do think that he's been able to kind of change the roster a little bit, and they have some really good players on their defense that Miami can measure themselves against. Hell, the one guy's 350 pounds at defensive tackle. So if I'm Tyler Gauthier and Jahair Jones and Hayden Mahoney, center guard and guard, I'm measuring myself against that guy. Can I move him? Can I root him out of there? So I do think there are some parts of this game, yes, where Miami can measure where they are. And certainly Rozier, I guess we're Rozier this week.
So I don't know.
I don't feel comfortable calling him Rozier. I've called him Rozier for so long.
Yeah, I asked him last week in the practice field. I said, all right, Malik, now what do you want me to call you? He said, Rozier. I said, really? After 4 years of calling you Rozier, you think I'm just going to be able to call you Rozier just like that? So,
but it was like Pat Surtain was Pat Surtain for a long time before he became Pat Surtain.
Yeah, so I apologize. On first down, he's Rozier. On third down, he's Rozier. And on second down, he's Malik. But you're going to evaluate him on every play. And we know he's under the microscope, so he's got to continue to play well. Because I think Coach Richt, you know, I don't know if anybody picked up on it, but I thought he sent out smoke signals this week when he said, you know, those other birds are getting ready to fly. I just got to push them out of the nest.
Joe Zagacki is with us, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. You will hear the game right here on this very radio station tomorrow. Kickoff is 3:30. What kind of crowd are we expecting at Hard Rock Stadium for Miami FIU?
I think we'll probably be right around where they were for Savannah State. What was that, like 52 or 53?
Yeah, I actually thought, because I was at that game, I thought that game was pretty well attended for what it was, coming off that the LSU game and then being a 6 o'clock Saturday night game against Savannah State, because it was real empty at the beginning, but I thought Hard Rock filled in really nicely.
I think if they get between 50 and 55, that'll be a heck of a crowd. It's a 3:30 game, and I always love the 3:30 games. The sun starts to set a little bit late there in the fourth quarter, and you got some stuff, things you can do in the morning beforehand, and then you still have time afterward to go out. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good atmosphere. I think it's going to be I think it's going to help Miami too. I think the kids are really looking forward to playing at home in front of their home fans and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going tomorrow. I think Miami and FIU, there's a little something there because FIU wants to be that Miami school, right? And now you've got Butch Davis and Ken Dorsey there, so you've got this little backstory. I think it's been a fun week leading up to it, no?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I like watching all these stories and, doing the background and all the kids from Dade and Broward County. I think it's great that they're going to be able to showcase all these players. I mean, if you're a guy for FIU, I mean, their linebacker, Lewis, number three, played at Pace High School. I mean, this got to be a dream come true for him to be out there playing against the University of Miami on that stage. I mentioned Alexander, the wide receiver, played at Booker T. It's got to be a dream for him. They have a Dorian Hall who plays a safety position at FIU, played his high school football at South Broward. So I would think for those FIU kids that are local, it's going to be really exciting for them as well.
Crowder's coaching against Pace tonight. His U school Sharks are taking on Pace tonight.
He's got to go up against I think it's Coach Zacchio with the wing T. You better be ready, Channing.
Wing T. Now we got some film on him now, Joe. So we've been breaking it down.
He's been talking about the wing T all week long, Joe.
You got to hit him at the point of attack, Joe. Got to hit him right at the point of attack. You got to stop it. The running back checks their feet.
Game.
You're set to go.
It's a shell game.
Oh yeah. Fullback, receivers, everybody running all different directions. You got to follow the guards, Joe, but they don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I know. Sideline. He's going to look up at the scoreboard. If his team is losing, he's going to be scratching his head and say, this damn wing T.
They won last week, though, 77-0. Was that the score?
Yeah, 79.
79-0.
Yeah, the three of us could have won that game.
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
Hey, man, we covered the spread of 77.
Hey, man, a win's a win, Joe. A win's a win.
This is true. No question about it. My dad used to say, you get a broken bat single, looks like a line drive in the box score.
That's right. Can't pick your schedule, except when you're a high school and college team and you're picking your schedule. But whatever. It doesn't matter.
You are a hater.
No, I'm rooting for you guys. Tonight's going to be a test for you guys, though, right? This can be your first real test?
Yeah, they can play. It's going to be a good game.
So you guys are what, 3-0 on the season?
4-0.
4-0 on the season, yep. Wide margin of victories.
Yes. I'd say the average about 50.
So you a little nervous about tonight?
I'm going to get nervous. We get better.
They don't get nervous, Joe. They get better.
I hope you get better. I just want you to whisper in the ear of some of those players, Miami.
Joe.
Yeah, you got to direct them. Direct them.
We got some guys. Me and Joe talked about it. There's some guys that I can play ball. Got
to direct them to Miami. You ready for some of the calls that we gave Don Bailey Jr. for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Did he tell you any of the stuff that we gave him?
No, I don't. We don't have a pregame meeting on the calls. I just rather just have them fly at me.
Well, there's one I have to find the actual verbiage.
If there's one that I have to participate in, then I get a bunch of hand signals all over the place.
Do you have the LMFAO song, Falero? You familiar with LMFAO?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
I take that as a no.
I'm familiar food. With Sinatra and stuff like that.
Well, the line, you have the song, listen to the clip.
Sexy and I know it.
You know that song, right?
Yeah.
So the line is, I got passion in my pants and I'm not afraid to show it.
Yeah.
And then I'm sexy and I know it. And DBJ was like, well, I'm not going to say that first line. And we said, well, what if we can get Joe to say the first line? Will you follow it up with I'm sexy and I know it? And he said, absolutely. So is there any chance that you, during the broadcast, can throw in, I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it?
Let me think about that. No.
Okay, so you'll think about it?
I would like to be employed on Monday.
You don't get in trouble for pants passion, do you?
I mean, it's just passion in your pants. I mean, who hasn't had passion in their pants?
So somewhere in New York or Philadelphia, I see some guy at the head of the company just scratching his head on that one.
I think you're right.
Well, if you change your mind, I can text it to you, okay?
I'll think about it. I'll think about it all night.
All right.
I appreciate it. All night I'll think about it.
And then, obviously, if you do the line, make sure you elbow DBJ so he can say I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah, because if we're going out, we're going out in a blaze of glory.
You killed it, though, on the Drake God's Plan thing, though. You did that perfectly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've had enough practice the last 3 years.
Drake had concerts. There were concerts scheduled tonight and tomorrow at the American Airlines Arena. Both Drake concerts, if you're on your way now, have been postponed to November.
Oh, man, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he heard your line and said,
maybe,
you know what?
Maybe.
Now's not the time.
The entire fan base with it.
Not now, buddy.
Not now.
Either that, he was just afraid to walk in the shadow.
Yeah, that might be it. A lot of people think this is Trick Daddy City, Luke City. It's Joe Zagacki's city.
Yeah, well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
God's plan.
Been around longer than all of them.
Passion in his pants. God's he ain't plan. Afraid to show it.
You got pants, Passion.
That's our Funky Buddha Brewery, 5 o'clock happy hour. See you, Joe. We appreciate you making time for us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Something is wrong with you.
Started to sweat at the end there. I thought he was like, wait a second. Aren't I supposed to be off by now? What's happening here? Funky Buddha Brewery, we're doing our 5 o'clock happy hour. It's also a Dolphins Friday. Bobby McCain, Dolphins cornerback, is scheduled to join us in the next segment. Bobby McCain, Dolphins cornerback, he stopped Chris Herndon at the goal line, remember,
yes.
against the Jets. And not that I like to see Chris Herndon stop because he's a UM guy, but root for my Dolphins. New NFL game, I'm going to root for my Dolphins.
Good man.
So we'll talk with Bobby McCain on our Dolphins Friday here in the next segment.
Bobby McCain's balling. He's out there with the team, but Le'Veon Bell isn't. If you see his Instagram, he's a Gold Rush. He is at the proper cabaret down here in South Florida. Yes, all the guys in Miami, Le'Veon Bell figured it out.
Wow.
He's at the Gold Rush. Miami, 77th and Biscayne, 15,000 square feet, a newly renovated club. I was there for the Triple G fight. You got to go there Sunday. You got to go watch football at the Gold Rush. Multiple VIP areas where you can sneak off. Two main stages, great food, cold beer, amazing prices, and I know you want to know about the ladies. They are amazing. Go check it out. You have a great time. But during Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday football, you got to go watch the games at Gold Rush. They have a 30-foot LED screen. You won't miss a play. You're watching that game next to a beautiful lady during timeouts, during, TV stuff, anything going on. You always have a stage to look at. You don't got to just sit there and twiddle your fingers. Full kitchen with delicious food, pizza, burgers, wraps, $1 wings. I get about 2 dozen every time I go. $5 happy hour till 10 p.m., half off drinks, $16 buckets of beer, and $100 bottles of the good stuff. Johnny Walker, Belvedere, Don Julio, saw some Moet Imperial Brut Champagne, only $100, and valet parking, they have it set for you. A proper cabaret. It's a perfect getaway, guys. 77th and Biscayne, open from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. every single day, and I'm going to watch out for you. When you get to the door of Gold Rush, say Crowder from 560 sent me. You get free entry. You get your first drink for free. The Gold Rush, a proper cabaret.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Is Bobby McCain really on the line, Falero?
Bobby McCain's on the line.
One of Falero's friends.
Is this one of your friends on the line?
One of your buddies.
Bobby's my buddy, man. I've never met him.
Man, I know Bobby wouldn't hang with you if this is really him.
All right, I'm going to try this. I feel like I might be being catfished. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dolphins cornerback Bobby McCain, we think, joining us. I see that there is someone on hold, but you never know. Miami Dolphins, by the way, have partnered with the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality, RISE, on Rise to Vote, and they will host a registration station at the Dolphins game on Sunday against the Raiders. Rise to Vote is a nonpartisan effort to register athletes and their fans to vote. Stop by the North Plaza and register to vote and take a photo to share and help yourself and others become informed and engaged citizens. Is it Bobby McCain?
Yeah, this is me.
He's there. He's there.
I like it.
We've been catfished before. Last week against the Jets, that game maybe turns out differently if you don't stop Chris Herndon at the goal line, right, as the first half expires. What's going through your mind there?
Just getting him. Don't let a guy cross the plane. At the end of the day, we won't give up points, and we let him drive all the way down, you know, which is disappointing. But at the end of the day, we get a stop right there, right before the half. That's big, and that was kind of a big momentum thing for us.
But are you guys aware obviously you're aware of where the goal line is because you're probably lined up behind the goal line, but you're aware as Chris Herndon is inching close to, like, everything in your body is saying, I'm not letting this guy cross that line.
Yeah, definitely. That's just that's a mentality. It's a mentality of myself and a mentality of his defense. Just, we don't want the guy to cross the plane at the end of the day because that's points on the board. And when the offense gets the ball in the red zone, it's one of two things. The worst thing that can happen is 3 points. And the best thing is a turnover. And that's what we, you know, we actually did that. We had a sudden change against New York where our offense, I think they had a fumble. And we went back. We went out and put the fire out, caught a pick, and gave the ball right back to them. So that's our biggest thing, man. Just red zone defense is big for us because, like I said, it keeps points off the board.
And, Bobby, we're the flagship, man. I go to every game. I do the pregame. We watch it. It seems like this year the defense is just nastier, bro. Just got a little edge, just a little testy, bad intentions. We saw you get into it with Tennessee. There were some scuffles in the Jets game. Like, where does that start, though? Because this year coming out the block, it seemed like y'all had more tenacity. Is that a group of players? Is that one player? Is it a coach? Where does that tenacity start? It seems different in the years past.
No, man, it just starts with the group. It just starts with the group. The group, we told ourselves, you know, we're going to buckle down, and we want to be the strength. We want to be where we want to be at the end of the year. It's going to take us. It's going to take everybody. It's going to take all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. So just, you know, going out there with that mentality of kill everything at the end of the day, go out there with that mentality of getting the job done and really just getting wins.
And you personally, moving outside, you was a slot corner for a while, and now you moved outside. What is the difference? And is it more difficult? Because everybody paints it as more difficult than the slot.
It depends. It depends on, like, for me, it's not really more difficult. It's just different preparation at the end of the day because, you know, we can all run, we can all jump, we can all tackle, we can all cover. But it's just, like, how you prepare, you have to prepare differently. In the slot, you know, you're more involved in the run game. You're more involved in things like when you plan cut quarters, when you plan cover three, cover one. You know, you got to fight off blocks and get involved in the run. On the outside, you got to cover your man. You know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, being in shape. And you got to be able to run all day. You got to be able to run all day inside as well. But it's just it's just different with preparation.
What are you doing around the house? I can tell you're doing something around the house. It sounded like you were just covering a candy dish.
I was grabbing something out of the fridge.
I knew.
Man,
I could
hear.
I could tell something was. What are you making?
Oh no, I'm not making anything. Just give me a little meal prepared, and just about to warm up this. Especially some salmon, a little fish.
So you think he's cooking now, Bobby? I school him to it. There, he probably has a chef prepared. He's got to warm it up. See,
right,
it's
so
yeah.
All your meals get delivered to you. They all.
Yeah. I got a guy that his name's Tone. He does a great job, man, and he prepares the meals for me. So I can cook though. Don't get it twisted.
It was different, man. I lived off beer and chicken wings when I played. Now they have chefs. I've learned it through the pad. They have chefs cooking them now.
But, like, when you think of it, like, I was going to ask you, because you signed a big contract in the offseason. There were some significant dollars that came your way. Like, you've got, obviously, private meals being made. Is there anything where you bought something that's just outlandish?
No, not really, man. Like me personally, I don't need a lot. You know, I save my money. Do I buy nice things? Do I like nice things? 100%. 100% I like nice things. But, you know, saving your money, man, because like you said, football, you can't play football forever. So you got to be able to save your money and just make sure you can, you know, it can last long. But I do like nice things. You know, I like nice clothes. And I like to eat good. I like to drive good, you know, so things like that. But other than that, I don't need nothing crazy, man. I'm thinking about maybe, you know, just, you know, getting investing in some property, investing in a house, a home. So just I'm looking at the big picture.
Because Crowder, when Crowder played for the Dolphins, now I know when you got out of college, you bought a car that had actual gator. He went to Florida, He had actual gator skin in a car. That seemed like probably a purchase you didn't need to make. But.
Well, I was supposed to be a first rounder, but I didn't go first round, but I had first round taste.
He had a first round car.
Yeah, so I went and bought 11 alligators, Bobby, and killed them and dyed their skin just to put it in the car. It wasn't very smart, but hell, you're 20 years old. It seemed like the best thing.
But then when you go in the third round, you actually end up eating the meat as well. Like you bought the gator for the car, you end up eating the meat in sandwiches because you don't want to let anything go to waste. But then Crowder, like, is there anyone on the team when Crowder played for the Dolphins? He had a concession out of his locker, correct? You had
a convenience store, man. The dip, the candy, the chips, Bobby. Everybody can't go to the gas station between meetings. I had a little gas station in my locker. I was making bread.
Mixtapes, too.
I got it all in my locker. I got the Skittles, Vanilla Wafers, Starburst.
But do you sell them? Do you sell them to your teammates, though?
I don't sell them, but that's a really good idea.
Bobby, you can hit them for $5 for a pack of Starburst because it's supply and demand. You're the only person with
convenience.
Starburst.
The convenience is there.
I'm telling you, I was making $1,000. Don't tell the government because I ain't pay taxes, but I was making thousands
this,
off that
Bobby,
convenience.
Bobby, this is not even a joke. This you can ask any Dolphin when they play with Crowder. He legitimately and didn't give anyone credit, did not extend credit to anyone. Didn't matter if it was Zach Thomas, Junior Seau.
I'll pop your tire.
Bobby McCain is with us. It's a Dolphins Friday. You talk about getting prepared and whatnot. What kind of challenges do the Raiders and Derek Carr provide?
You know, they're a good team, man. Don't let the record reflect on who they are because, you know, they might be 0-2, but they've been in some really close games. They've been up in some games. Like last week, they were up 2 touchdowns. But, you know, they're a good team. They got some good skill sets on the outside. They got Derek Carr in the back end controlling things, and he's a good quarterback, you know. Their O-line, probably one of their strengths of the team. Defensively, I'm not sure. You know, I don't really watch their defense. But I know they got some weapons over there as well. So we got to bring our A-game and just be prepared. And like I said, just doing what we've been doing, man, just stacking each and every week. Don't look ahead. Don't look behind. Just focus on now and what you can do and what we can do to win.
And you talk about that preparation, man. You're a vet now, and I know that veteran preparation. But what is the challenge? Because you got a lot of puppies, man. You got a lot of babies on that defense. Taylor, Godchild, you know, Phillips in the front, McMillan, Baker in the middle, and then Minka in the back end. And Tank and X ain't that old either, bro. Like, what challenge is it playing with a bunch of puppies?
You know, you learn. You learn. Like, they can learn from me. I can learn from them even. Like, just, you know, like you said, like, you guys are young. I was young once before, so, you know, just. You know, but they all know ball. Like Gao Chow and King Smith, like, oh, bro, those guys had a heck of a game last week. So, you know, I know they know ball. I know they know football. And our coaching staff and this group we have, man, we're really together and real close. We talk. You know, at the end of the day, people don't understand. If you're all wrong, you're all right. As long as we're all on the same page and we're all thinking the same thing, and as long as we're playing fast, we may make a mistake, but it can be covered up by the speed and intensity of the game.
Dolphins cornerback Bobby McCain. Again, the Miami Dolphins have partnered with the Ross Initiative in Sports for Equality, RISE, on Rise to Vote. They'll hold a registration station at the Dolphins game Sunday against the Raiders. Rise to Vote is a nonpartisan effort to register athletes and their fans to vote. Stop by the North Plaza and register to vote. Take a photo to share and help yourself and others become informed and engaged citizens. I'm guessing you guys are having fun, 2-0, right? You guys are just having fun as a team.
Yeah, man, just having fun. Just going out each and every day and balling at the end of the day, man. Don't take it for granted. And, you know, just keep, like I said, just keep preparing, keep doing what we're doing because it's working. You know, so you keep doing what you're doing, and don't ever get discouraged, and don't take it for granted, man. Because your days, you know, your football is limited, your numbers are limited, your games are limited, your time is limited. So just keep, like I said, keep preparing the right way, having great weeks of practice, and putting it on tape on Sunday.
3 meals a day with a private chef, or just dinner?
Just two a day.
You have, like, snacks in the house? Like, will you eat Cheetos and corn nuts and stuff?
I'll have my share of Cheetos and cookies, and I'll have my share. But I try to lay off as much as I can.
Who's eating corn nuts?
Oh, my God,
who
you
goes
don't like
in the
corn
house
nuts?
And says, "Give me a corn nut."
Well, that's true though. That's something you have on an airplane.
A
you don't ever have a corn nut in the house.
No one
keeps corn nuts. Text it in 560-22 Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. Do you keep corn nuts in the house or is that an airport only snack?
Corn nuts.
It's like those Gardetto things. Gardetto.
What the hell
that's
is that?
Gardetto, the little rye chips. That's for a flight, right? So what two meals get prepared, Bobby? Lunch and dinner?
Yeah, lunch and dinner.
Anything for breakfast? We have a little Cheerios, cinnamon toast crunch.
I tend to eat at the facility for breakfast.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, there's probably some pretty good food at the facility. Man, the life you guys lead.
Omelet station.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I love it.
I like it. Bobby McCain, Miami Dolphins cornerback. They are 2-0. Hoping you guys make it 3-0 on Sunday. Thank you for making time for us, Bobby.
No problem.
Enjoyed talking to him. That was
corn
fun.
Nuts.
That was a bad choice of snack, huh? Because they are delicious.
But no, there's not corn nuts served on a plane. Hawk, it's pretzels or cookies.
No. What I'm saying is you would stop at the concession stand at the airport. Well, you
got
to be able to buy corn nuts somewhere.
Nobody eats corn nuts.
You have to be able to buy them somewhere.
What recipe you need corn nuts?
Have you never had corn nuts?
Nobody eats corn nuts.
Are you joking?
Well, yeah, Native Americans back in the day.
You don't know what corn nuts are then.
I do.
You think I'm talking about like maize? You think I'm going up somewhere paying with some wampum and buying maize? I'm talking
What's
about...
What's the name of a corn nut brand?
Corn nut. Corn nut brand.
Cornnut.com.
It is cornnuts.com.
Honestly, is he wrong? Like, you know what corn nuts
are,
right?
I know what
corn nut is. I know what it is, but people don't eat a corn nut.
Well, but...
A corn nut? A corn nut.
Bro.
Corn nuts.
Can someone bring us in some corn nuts, please?
No, don't leave it. Just two portions. Don't bring three portions.
You've never seen a bag of corn nuts at the airport?
Yeah. Oh, no. I know exactly what you're about to show me. Nobody's buying those.
What
they have them in ranch.
About?
They got them in cheddar.
Yeah.
And them things are garbage.
No.
That's omni.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
From the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall Traffic Center. It's all in Kendall with Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. All the savings on all models all month long. Build your deal online in minutes. LexusofKendall.com and LexusofWestKendall.com.
There's a crash on the Sawgrass just before you get to Commercial Boulevard. Traffic is sponsored by Publix. It's southbound and it's involving a vehicle fire blocking that off-ramp. There's also a broken down vehicle on the Palmetto for the eastbound run at Douglas Road. That one's blocking up the left lane. And on the Turnpike, as you're approaching the southwest 152nd Street, there's a broken down vehicle there. It's for the southbounders and taking out that right lane. So, of course, looking really busy out there on the roads. You getting mad, I'm getting rich. And dinner is served. Thanks to all the ways Publix makes life every day easy with convenient options such as online easy ordering, deli grab and go items, and Publix delivery powered by Instacart. You'll be able to fit more tasks into your busy day. Only at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. I'm Amelia. Weekday mornings beginning at 6, join Joe Rose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Way to go, Amelia DeVita, on her way out, her final traffic report on the Hockman and Crowder show. She dropped a "you getting mad, I'm getting rich." Way to go, Amelia DeVita. Loaded potato of a Dolphins Friday. Not even lying. Gotta congratulate. We had a winner. You know, we give away that Dave & Buster's $50 gift card every week. By the way, a lot of people had complained, "Oh, you just do caller 5 all the time, and I listen on the podcast, or I listen online, and it's delayed, and I don't get a chance to win." So we moved a bunch of our contests to WQAM.com/contests. Contests plural. Right now, you can go there. You can register to win a Dave & Buster's $50 gift card. Go to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood in the Oakwood Plaza. You know that's my place to hang out, my football headquarters. But if you go to WQAM.com/contests, you enter to win. And then every week we pick a winner. And this week, Caesar Varela is the winner. So congratulations, Caesar. $50 gift card, Dave & Buster's. In Hollywood. Oh, I hear the drink. I'm clinking my bottles. I see Chris Whittingham is already in here getting ready for Sunday's Dolphins game day program.
I got my host ready, man.
I mean, you are on top of them, but he's here, I think, because he wants some of this Funky Buddha Brewery.
Or that too, yeah.
I got the sticky treats here. We got the last snow bottle of that.
That sticky treats is really good.
That was
man.
My favorite one yesterday when we were sampling all this Funky Buddha Brewery beer. These sticky treats taste like a Rice Krispie treat in a bottle. So you can have one after the show, Whittingham. During the commercial break, Crowder just left, by the way. He's got his high school game to coach tonight. U School's playing Pace. Going to be an actual test for them. During the commercial break, though, we were sitting in the studio with Valero, and he was regaling us. He keeps a folder of all of Crowder's missteps on the air. We call them radio interceptions because the truth of the matter is we come on here and we criticize, you know, athletes because you did this when you weren't supposed to do that. You threw an interception when the receiver was free and clear. And we throw radio interceptions all the time. We always misspeak. We giggle on the air. We sneeze at times. And Crowder has a plethora of them. And
he leads the league in interceptions.
He does lead the league in radio interceptions. And I actually posted on Instagram at Radio Mark Hockman video of me, Valero, and Crowder listening to this stuff just in the production studio and laughing our asses off. There were three that were my favorite, just out of the few that you played for me. What's the first one here?
You want to start off strong with Tootsie Pop?
This is,
I had an interception there.
Yeah, a little radio interception. Of course, everyone knows that the old commercial, the owl used to lick the Tootsie Pop to see how many licks it would take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop, which had a Tootsie Roll in the center, and Crowder was trying to tell us about that.
How about Mr. Owl?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Owl.
Owl?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll pinner of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, but that's, first of all, I don't know what you just said. I don't even know what you just said.
Wait a minute.
I said penter.
Yeah, but play it one more time.
How about Mr. Owl?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Owl.
Owl?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll pinner of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, but that's, first of all, I don't know what you just said. I don't even know what you just said.
You said Tootsie.
It's so funny. All right, play. Now, what was the next one here? What was the, what's this next one?
He's trying to talk about, like, so on and so forth.
Oh, right. That. That's a pretty common saying, right? Blah, 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 and so on and so forth.
Treat this as Thursday, tomorrow, Wednesday's Friday, and then so forth, so on and forth. So far, what the hell am I trying to say?
What's happening here?
So on and so on.
Protocol.
We put him in concussion protocol when something like that happens. That's Valero jumping in at the end.
Because he tried to correct himself, and even at the end, he said so on and so on.
Well, it's even funny in there, too, because he's starting that little bit saying Wednesday's Friday, Friday's Tuesday. I don't even know what I literally no idea what he's talking about.
Treat this as Thursday, tomorrow, Wednesday's Friday, and then so forth, so on and forth. What the hell am I trying to say?
What's happening here?
So on and so on.
Protocol.
Yeah, protocol. Goes right into concussion protocol.
Wednesday is Friday.
He's the leader of men, by the way. He's a high school football coach. This one's a quickie. Fun, but good. What are you supposed to say? You know, even when we do the happy hour, you're supposed to say, enjoy responsibly.
Rejoy responsibly.
Rejoy responsibly. Rejoy responsibly.
How do you confuse that one?
One of my favorite ones.
Rejoy responsibly.
Play the Tootsie Pop thing one more time because that one gives me great enjoyment.
How about Mr. Owl?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Owl.
Owl?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll pinner of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, but that's, first of all, I don't know what you just said. I don't even know what you just said. I just like the back and forth between me and Crowder there is funny. Owl? Owl. Owl? Mr. Who? Mr. Owl?
How about Mr. Owl?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Owl.
Owl?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll pinner of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, but that's, first of all, I don't know what you just said. I don't even know what you just said.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.